We begin Perek Hava Al Yevimte. So we're going to have a little bit of a slight detour from some of the inyanim which we've been discussing up until now. Where now we're going to be speaking about, very interesting, this we're going to have a sugya today, it's going to come up a little bit later on, which is going to discuss how exactly one acquires a Yevama. We know that unlike a woman, that Haishim is Kadeshes Bekesev Ubishtar Ubibia, a Yevama is Niknes solely with Bia. Chazal said that one should do Mimer beforehand. And Ad Kedekach, it's quite interesting that even though Midyaraisa, the only way to acquire Yevama is with Bia, but if one is Baal Yevimte without giving a Kesef in advance, when we get Makas for it, you get Makas Mardis. Kind of an amazing thing. Midyaraisa, the only way to acquire is with Bia, and you did what the Torah told you to do, but to the extent that Chazal said that one should preface it with Kiddushi Kesef, with Mimer, even though it only works Midyarabonin, when we get Makas for it. And however, Midyaraisa, the only way to acquire it is with Bia. So here in this parak, there's going to be a bit of a discussion as to what exactly is the Gedder of Bia.
Midrabban, correct.
So, I was thinking that it's quite interesting. You know, the Rav Huttner quotes a Maharal, Rav Huttner in Pachad Yitzchak in Chanukah, in Maimer Gimel, I believe. He says that the Rishonim ask a question: why is it the Meleches Shabbos begins? Why is it that Meseches Shabbos, begins with Meleches Hotzah? If you recall, in Perek Klal Gadol, where it enumerates the Lamates Malachas, the last of the Lamates Malachas is Hitzah, and then it begins, Yitzis, Shabbos, Shtayim, Shen Arba, and so on. Why does it begin with Hitzah? So the Rav Huttner quotes the Maharal, who says that when one wants to understand something, one looks at the Miyuchad Shabbat and not at the Meshutav Shabbat. You look at that which is unique or fairly unique in it, as opposed to that which it has in common with other things. So let's say Shabbos and Yom Tov share a lot of similarities. Many Malachas are Asur on both, whereas Hotzah is something which is permitted on Yom Tov. So we're going to try and understand what Masechta Shabbos is about. So one of the good places to discuss that is with Meleches Hitzah, because that is the Miyuchad Shabbat as opposed to the Meshutav Shabbat. So I was thinking perhaps, and if we'd ask ourselves, where in Shas should we have a sugya which discusses the gedder of what Bia is? So you'd say, well, maybe Meseches Kedushin, you know, Yishanikmias, Beshleish Adrachim, Bekesef Shtar B'Bia. No, it's in Meseches Yevamas, because the only way to acquire a Yevama is with Bia. So the sugya of Bia is going to be in Meseches Yevamos as opposed to Meseches Kedushin. So let's see. Says the Mishnah, Haval Yevimte, Bein B'Shegeg, Bein B'Mezid, Bein B'Enes, Bein B'Ratzim. So the Mishnah enumerates four different possibilities. One was with his Yevama, be it Shegeg, Mezid, Ones, and Ratzim. So Rashi says Shegeg means Kesav Rashihi Ishtoi, a Yisha Cheris. Meaning it was a mistake, meaning he thought this was his wife, or he thought it was someone else. He didn't realize that it was his Yevama. That is how we say what Shegi means.
He was married and he went to another
one. Maybe he just thought it was, he thought it was a Pelegesh, or he thought it was a Stama woman, but he didn't realize that it was his Yevama. Mezid is L'shem Znus, V'loy L'shem Mitzvah. That is the way around, he says, Maze it is.
It's a context of Yibum.
Correct.
So then he wouldn't, he mightn't know that.
Could be, but it's irrelevant whether or not he knows her or not. It doesn't make a difference. It's irrelevant whether he does or doesn't know her. The point is, he didn't have in mind for this particular woman. He thought it was a different woman. And if he realized that it was his Yevama, but he didn't have in mind to do the mitzvah. All he had in mind was to do an act of znus. He had zero intent for mitzvah. That is mezid, ones, ratzin. We'll have to see a bit more as to what that means in the discussion of Rishonim. Then the Mishnah says, afilu hu shegeg vehi mezida. So even if you have two points two detrimental points over here. Number one, he was a shegeg. I mean, he thought it was a different woman, and she had in mind l'shem's nes. So no one's having in mind to do the mitzvah over here. Or he made it, who made it, he's in mind for his nes, he shegeges, and she thought it was a different man who was with her. In all these cases, we say echad ha'ma'ara, ve'echad ha'gemer kana. So here the Mishnah introduces this concept of hara, which we're going to see later on in the perek a discussion as to what exactly is hara. But hara is some type of a tchilas bi of sorts, and there's going to be machlekes later on in the perek as to what is considered to be tchilas bi, what exactly, what is the point at which stage we say that's hara. So that says the Mishnah echad hamara, whether or not hara was done, whether or not a gemar bia was done. Rashi just keeps it a little bit open. Rashi says hamara means shle gamar bia, say he didn't complete the act of bia, or whether or not there was a gamar bia, he acquires the avama of a lechilek bein bia the bia. We don't differentiate between the type of bia which was done. Rashi says bein bia kedarka l'shle kedarka, whether it's natural, unnatural type of bia, bein hara legamar bia, all types of bia acquire. Now, says the Mishnah, the same is true with regards to what the gedder of bia is. It applies to other arayas. If there is someone who is a sura to someone else, and Aman is a sura to the Kohen Gadol, Grushnachutz to the Kohen Hedyot, Mamzeris Vinesina Li Yisrael. In all these cases, or Bas Yisrael, Mamzel, Nasan, Pasla, if a bia was done, be it a regular bia, bia Kedarka, Shle Kedarka, Mara, Gima, Bar, whatever it is, Pasla, it passels her. We'll see Rashi in a minute. Velechilek, bein bia le bia. We do not differentiate between the types of bia. If you look at Rashi, Pasla le Kuhuna, so Mishim Zaino, she becomes nifstelis. She is now considered to be a zoina, meaning if there's a bias iser, the woman henceforth is now a zoina. V'grusha mifsala b'hach bia mitruma debeinasha imi baskayin. So let's say if you had a baskayin, she got divorced, she was already, when she gets divorced, let's say she has no sons, she's allowed to go back to her father's house and eat truma. But if she had a bia, which was a bia of Isser, then that disqualifies her from going back and eating truma. Why does she have a halala? She's considered to be like a halala. V'dafka arayas ipsulei sav l'bia znus tepnuya le mashvila zayna. Important Rashi. Rashi says, what happens if you have a couple who just are living together? There's no Isser as such in the union. It's just that it's out of marriage. So says Rashi, and will be as nus de pnuya loya mashvila zaina vali pasla menakuna waitala ashkaf natana de pasla ella rabbi lazar. There's only one shita in shas which is machmir, the amar panuya habala pnuya shalishim ishus asa zaina. If you have an unmarried man and woman who are together, that renders her into a zaina. If it's a bia out of marriage. And the Maizah, we don't pass him like Rabbi Lazar. Okay, good. I'm sorry?
Yeah, I thought being by itself created
a Zaynot. No, it doesn't create, does not create a woman into a Zaynot. That's only according to Rabbi Lazar. Okay, says the Gemara, my afilo. So we said, if a person's body of imtay, be it Shegig Mazid or Nisratzin, and then we said, afilo. He's a shegeg, she's amazed. He's amazed, she's a shegeg. So what are these afilos? Says the Gemara, let me buy karma. Let me buy who shegeg v'ik mechavna lemitzvah. So the first case is only where one of the deficiencies was present. For instance, he was a shegeg. He didn't realize it was his yivama. Whereas she was aware and she's having intention for l'shem mitzvah. Inami, who mazed, he's having intention for his nus. Vikamachavna le mitzvah, she's having intention for the mitzvah. So not only in that case do we say it works, where you've got one mitigating factor, but even if neither one of them has intention, he's a shegeg and she's a mezida, or who mezid v'he shegeges, to tavayu like a mechan v'she mitzvah, neither one of them has intention for a mitzvah, v'filachi kana. Nevertheless, the kinyan works, as we will see in a minute. There are some caveats, there are some conditions which need to be met, but we don't require, what we're going to see in the Gemara is that as long as there was a kavana l'shem bia, I mean, it could be that he had in mind to have bia with someone else, he had in mind, but as long as he had an intention to have a maisa bia, that is pretty much the only thing which is required. No, well, not necessarily. The Gemara is going to bring cases where the fellow did not have in mind to do a ma'isa bia. Let's say he was already niskasha. The Gemara is going to speak about a case, and then he fell off the roof. So let's say he was niskasha, he had in mind to be with his wife, and then he fell off the roof. Now, as he's falling through the air, what's going through his head is, I no longer have intention to do a ma'isa bia. So even if he happens to land, the Gemara is going to say on his Yavama, that doesn't work, because in mid-flight, he changed his mind, so to speak. So what we're going to see is a requirement is to have Kavana for Maisa Bia. Says the Gemara, Tani Rebchia, Afilu Shneim Shegegim, Shneim Amezidim, Shneim Anusim. Right, very clear. Even both of them are shegigim, and neither one had in mind for the right person. Both of them had in mind the shem snus. Both of them were forced. Nevertheless, it still works. Says the Gemara, anus de masnis in echidami. What does it mean that there was almost forced into it? What exactly does that mean? Anus de masnis in echidami. Ile mekashan su akum ubalel. If it means that the goyim forced him to be with his yivamam. So Rashi doesn't tell us exactly what that means. Tesis says at the beginning, Ein lafarish ansu hainu she'imu alav laharugayim layavo aleh. Don't say that it means that they said, either be with your Yavama or else. Tesis has problems with that. And Tesis goes on to say, towards the end, Aymari, he says that he has a different mahalach, and I just wanted to point out that throughout the Shach Vatar of Tosis, what comes out is that he says that one can prove from this sugya. Again, this is going to be something which is going to come up in the later on in the parak. He says the yesh l'dag that can be counted the ein yivama niknes ella beba'ala bekishui. He says perhaps we can bring a proof from this sugya that the only time, again, as we mentioned, this is going to be something which is discussed in the parak, what exactly is the gedder of bia, so the aver has to be niskasha b'shas maisef. What's known as an aver mace, where the aver is soft and there's no kishui, that's called mishamish mace. And this says we have a raya from our sugya that ein yivama nikmes el babale bekishui, and so on. It goes on to say possibly not, but al kaponim we're saying that if you want to say the case is there was some type of an oines from an outside source, that can't be true. Vamarava ein oines la erva, very important klal. There's no concept of an oines la erva. Lavisha ein kishui el ladas. So in other words, if the Akam goes over to you and says, be ba al this erva or else I'll kill you, now we know there's a din of a mesiras nefesh for gimel averes chamuris. But we also know, as the Gemara says in the beginning of Maseches Ksubas, that isha karka olami, a woman is considered to be passive in the act of bia, and therefore a woman does not need to give her life. If the guy says, allow this person to be with you, you're an HSH, allow this person to be with you or else we'll kill you, she's permitted. The Gemara says, "V'librish lehu da'inish shari," we should dash in public to these married women that einis is mutter because a woman is karka olam. So usually we say there's no concept of karka olam with regards to a man, because the very fact that he was niskasha means that he did an act. He did an act. And as the Gemara is saying, "Ein einis la'erva, l'fisha ein kishui el ladas." So that can't be the case. Ella, what maybe is the case of Ines? I'm sorry?
The rather hypothetical case, a woman, a man had a kesher and then he fell down. And
yeah.
We know that in the medical field, if somebody has a spinal injury, he can have a kesher. So he would look a woman.
Right. I mean, so number one, I mean, yes. I mean, there can be a kesher without kavana, and you see that from the case of Yashin. Also, in Shena, a person can be niskash, and there was clearly no actual positive intent as such. So it means when a person is awake, it seems to be that when a person is awake, it's the machlokes in the Gemara. But the Gemara is asking from Rav Ashita, who says, "Ein kishya ladas." I mean, what we see from the Gemara is that to be niskash in the first place, when a person's awake, it requires das. But to maintain the kishui, that doesn't necessarily require das. So, well, we'll see what the Gemara does with this. Al-Kabonim says the Gemara, so what must be the case of Ines? Ella v'yashin. Rashi says, Baram Rashi, Shniskasha kishuhu yashin. He was niskasha when he was asleep. So maybe that's the case. And he was baal yivimtei while he was asleep. Maybe that's the case. V'amar Rabbi Yehuda, yashin leikana b'yivimtei. You know you don't acquire. Why says Rashi, de yashin, lav bardas, v'leihavi kinyonei kinyon. He's not a bardas, and therefore his kinyon simply does not work. Tesis over here, if you take a look at the Tesis Yashin Leikana towards the bottom of the Amud, Yashin Leikana appears b'kuntres mishum deleihavi bardas. V'kasha da ha-katan, avagav deleihavi bardas, havi kaina ilav demir takra. I mean, with regards to a katan, we would have said that a katan is included in Yibam, had it not been that there's a special miut. So, I bet the katan is not a bardas, says Thesis, a different pshat, alatayim mishum deleichavin lebiya klal. It must be a different reason. Not because he's lacking in das, it's because there was no kavana to do an act of bia. Because so, it's like a case where a person wanted to scratch himself on the wall and he ended up being with his Yivama, where the Gemara says, being that you didn't have intention to do an act of Bia, therefore it's not considered to be an act of Bia. That's Tesis's problem. Tesis Yishanim, also the top one, asks a similar question. He says, two lines in, Vele Nehira Dafina Cherish Deleavi Bardas Amin Lekaman Kana. We speak about a cherish being kind of later on definitely involved. And he also goes on to say in their time a mishum to be in kavana. And other rishonim disagree with Rashi, like Tesis and like the Tesis Yishanim. There are different answers for Rashi. One answer which we saw Rabbi Yaakov Emden over here says Vayesh leimar, the leidami yashin, the lesli das klal, leer, the afbekatan yesh leimar machshava imaisa mia ayin perakama dechulin. Meaning, when it comes to a katan, the Gemara says that even though we say a katan usually isn't considered to be someone who does is lacking das, but there are certain things which a katan can do, and the Gemara speaks about machshavte nikeres mitir masov. If we can see an intent through an action, then there is a certain level of sophistication and understanding with the katan. But here we're saying lesli das klau. Here there's no kavana whatsoever. There's a das whatsoever, I should say, and therefore it's no good. Don't think so. I don't think we would say similar to what we say in Bava Kamma, that if you went to sleep next to some kelim, then maybe you would say you're liable because you should have known the difference. Al-Kabonim. So again, we're trying to understand what is the case of Ines that we say one is Kaina, one's Yivama, even though the beer was by Ines. We're saying that Don't tell me it's that the guy enforced you because ain kishri el ladas. Don't tell me it was a case when you were asleep because yashalikana, says the Gemara. Ella biniska. Rashi says, top line, shniska shalishtoi, the kishri was done for his wife in a permitted manner. V'nofa menagag, v'niska b'yavimtoi. And then he fell off the roof, and he ended up being with his yavama. So maybe that's what the Mishnah means when it says that he's kainis yavama ba'ainis. Elabeniska fragdima ba'amar rabba nafam enagag veniska chayiv arba dvarim ubiyavim telikana. So even though when it comes to chesh nishvat, so there are five things to consider: miznezik, tsari pesheves, and boishes. So Rabbi says you're mechuyev in the first four of Nezek Tzar, Ripa, and Sheves. If you look at Rashi, three lines in, Nezek Tzar, Ripa, Sheves, Gleimim, Ba'chivu, Petzatachas, Potzal, Rabbi, Shigi, Kemezit, Enes, Karatzin, Avo, Be'beishus, Loi. There's no obligation for Be'beishus, in order to be mechuyev for embarrassing someone, there had to have been intent. So Al-Kabonim says, Rabbi, you're mechuyev in the Chesh and Mishpat of Nezek Tzar, Ripa, Sheves, and Be'beishus. But with you, Yavami, you're not Kona. So Rashi says, the Leichavin Labia, because he didn't have intention for Bia. Now, what do you mean? He did have intention for Bia. He was Niskasha Leishtra. He had in mind to do a Maisa Bia. So the Mashah over here in the Madura Basra says, Ratzalema Achshav, Bemesh Shiniska Biavimte, Poi Ze Eine Mechavin Labia. Meaning, originally he had in mind to do Maisa Bia when he was on top of the roof. Then he fell off of the roof. The last thing which is going through his mind as he's falling off the roof to his possible death is that he's intending on doing a Maisa Bia right now. So he no longer had in mind to do a Maisa Bia, so that can't be the case. So in other words, it would come out that if a person fell off the roof with intention of doing a Maisa Bia in a Hanami, that's not considered to be a case of oneness. So says the Gemara,
we're talking about
damage. Rabbi's just saying that if a Rabbi's just saying, what are the halachic implications of a fellow who fell off a roof and A, damaged someone, or B, ended up being baal yivimtei? So it says legabi chesh mishpat yimachuiv in arba devarim legabi yibam ubi yivimtei lekana. So again, that was the third attempt, which was struck down. Ella kegoin shniskaven leishtoi v'takfase yivimtei uba leha. The case is that he had in mind to be with his wife. So again, he was niskasha leishtoi. He had in mind to be with his wife. That's what Rashi says, niskaven leishtoi v'niskasha lo. So that was done beheter and so on. And the yavama, she forced him onto her. Uba leha. That is the case of Ines. He is going to be chayiv. And similarly, the Gemara says, shnei manusim. What is the case of shnei manusim? Some say debay or de rebchia, debay rebchia, hey chidami, kegoin shneskaven leishtei v'takfuhu ovdikachavim or takfam ovdikachavim. In this case, the goyim took him once he was in a state of kishui, and v'dovkum zebzeh uba aleh, and they pressed him on his yivama, and that is the case of Ines. And again, you see from here that that's not considered to be a case of das, meaning retaining the kishri. You can't say, oh, ein kishri or das, you should have stopped the kishri. That we don't see. And that's what the Rishonim say, and that's what's paskin la halacha, that if a person was niskasha le'ishtai, and then someone says, allow an erva to come onto you, or allow us to press you onto an erva, or else we'll kill you, there's no obligation of Mesiras Nefesh. There's no din of Yaharig Val Yavar in such a case. Even though it's an Arayas, and it's a regular Yaharig Val Yavar, had he not been in a state of Kishui, but because he's in a state of Kishui, and they are saying, allow this erva to be on you, to come onto you, or jump off the cliff and kill yourself, or allow us to pick you up and stick you onto this erva, or we'll shoot you, it's mutter. He is now considered to be karka olam. So karka olam is not as lav dafka din in a woman be'etzim. A woman be'etzim is considered to be karka olam. insofar as she's passive. We mentioned before the Tesis in Baba Kama, somewhere in the Lamed, maybe Lamed Ches, Lamed Hey, I'm not sure, where Tesis says, Aisa, if so, why is a woman ever considered to be chayiv? If she's etzem considered to be passive, Tesis says that when she has kavana to do a maisa bia, the rotsin, the pasuk says, v'nechrisu nefashis ha'oisos. So you see already that the Torah already calls that an asiya, if she has kavana, and so on. Al-Kuponim, there is a musik of karka oilam by a man in this case. I'm sorry? Yeah, so I mean that's exactly the Chiddush of Tesis. Tesis says, where do you ever have a case of Mises Bezdin by a woman? If a woman be'etzim is considered to be a karka olam, that's what Tesis thought of the kasha, even if she has kavana. That Tesis says, no. If she has kavana, there's a gzeros akasav of nechus and afashis ha'isis, and the gzeros machshiv her rots and azivia maisa. That's what Tesis says. Fine, so that is the case of anusim. Now, says the woman, Ani Mili, that there is a musig of being kaina, the Yavama, even in a state of oines. Menani Mili, the Tanrabana, and Yavama Yavala, we dash in mitzvah. Mitzvah, Mirashi says, Kolomer Bibia, Yasmin Bechalitza. Meaning to say, the pashtas, it means mitzvah Yibim Kedemis, Doloika Apashol. So mitzvah. Dabrach, another pshat in Yavama Yavala. Meaning this lashon of Yavama Yavo Yaleh seems to imply that in all cases the bia will be chal, will be pile, and sound will be kaina. Frag the Gemara va'pikdei lemitzvah, but this is the same Tana over here. Didn't you use it already to tell me the concept of mitzvah? This is the Gemara lemitzvah mi ve'im leyachpit ha'ish nafka. Now really, we learn out the concept that mitzvah yibam kidemesh, it's a mitzvah, from im layach pitzah ish makafta. Rishash explains that from the fact that there's a smichas between that and va'olsa yivimta shara, she comes up to the gates of Bezdin and she says, me'ein yivami, he's refused to be miyabim, says Rishash to mashma, shekivela salav. She's complaining. He's not interested in doing a mitzvah properly. So, therefore, you see the pshute that that's where we see imla yafpetish anafka hachafetz yibe mashma, that if he desires, that's clearly the best thing to do. If so, b'chayasakra b'meshegig b'memezid b'im b'ones b'merotzen. So it must be that the pasuk is coming to teach me the concept of shegig, mezid, oines, and rotzen. A little bit unclear in maskana why the Bryce, if so, said yivama yavaleh mitzvah, if in fact we're not learning out from that. Not sure, maybe just the Bryce that wanted to be misadder the various concepts, even though technically it's not actually learned from there. Tanya yitoch. Excuse me. Now the Bryce says yivama yavaleh kedarka. It teaches me the basic concept of a regular maisa bia in a place where you're able to perpetuate the legacy of the deceased. He's bala in a normal manner, in the normal area. Ula kacha shaloi kadarka. And it says, and he will take her. Why do you need this additional language of taking her? We already know that. That teaches me shaloi kadarka. Then we say, we dash in the word v'yibim or v'yibma, is what it really says. Bia gemer is ba v'in kesef v'shtar gemrim ba. As you might have thought, maybe we should be makish to kesef and shtar, just like regular kedushin. We say, no, v'yibma. He will be miyabimer through bia specifically, as opposed to kesef and shtar gemrim ba. V'yibma teaches us the concept of Bal Karcha, that can be against her will. So maybe just before we see the next piece, the Bach adds in the words Amamar, there's a question which the Rishonim ask over here. The Ramban is the first one. It says like this, says the Ramban, So again, we have exerus akasiv ulakacha to tell me shalei kedarka. So he says that why is it that we need this pasuk? You know, to the extent that we know that there's a concept of being ba on chayve lavin, other isurim, be it kedarka, shalei kedarka. So we know that that has the halachic status of a maisa bia. So then why do I need, once I know that it's considered to be a maisa bia, why would I need a gzeras hakasav to tell me it's a maisa bia in the world of Yibam? So one of the answers he says is, Ubatesis mafarshim de itzrich biyavama shalei tomar ikar bia lekium zerahu. Being that the whole inyan of bia is lahakim la'achiv shem, the shalei kedarka, lesser cloud bekiyum zera. If a person is baal yivimte shalei kedarka, it is a way which, by definition, one is not able to bring to conception and pregnancy. However, you might have thought that even though in din it's considered to be a maisa bia, but maybe by yibam it's not. Hence the necessity for gzeras hakasav.
Where the normal man and woman, if he is not becoming a poor bull, it would still be okay because he can still be with his wife, even if he doesn't.
Like there's the normally there's the mitzvah of peru avu, which obviously requires a regular maisa bia, as opposed to shalei kedarka, like we saw earlier about Aaron Einan and so on. I think the maskana of the Gemara was it like Dalit or something? The maskana of the Gemara was that even though the pasuk says v'shiches arza, but the Gemara said that really they were ba on tama shalei kedarka. And you know they did it specifically because they either did not to be makrish yofi, or because Einan realized that the zera would not be attributed to him, and therefore he was not interested in the peru avu. Einan Hanani. Fine. So Gemara says Amamar is what the Bach adds in the Aleph. Dovra Acher Yevam Yavale Bein V'Shegeg. But didn't you already use it to tell me the basic concept of kedarka? That's the way it should be a normal maisa bia. Says Gemara, who melahakim la'achiv shem nafka. Now that is learned out from the concept of, says Yivama Yavaleh, he should be with his wife, with his Yivama. And this is mentioned in the statement that the Yivama says when she does a Maisa Chalitza, then Me'ein Yivami Lahakim La'achiv Shem, he refused from doing the honorable thing of establishing a shame to the deceased, which means B'makim Shem, which means a regular Maisa Bia, and therefore V'chiyasa Kra, Bein B'shegi, Bein B'meizi, Bein B'ainis, Bein B'ratzen. Fine, good. Says the Gemara by Tegufa, and review that Yashin Leikana B'yivimte. If a person is asleep when he is with his if he's asleep when he's with his Yavama, Loikana. Tamakra Yavama Yavale ad de mechavin la l'shem bia. There's a requirement of kavana l'shem bia. Ragbi Gemara Votanya bein erbin Yashon. But didn't we learn even if he's awake or even if he's asleep? Ema bein era bein yishana. It means whether she's awake, whether she's asleep, that he must be awake. B'shas ma'isa. I botanya bein erhu, bein yashin hu, bein erahi, bein yishen hi. So it's mafurish. Even if he's asleep, it works. Says the Gemara, it doesn't mean that he's properly asleep. He's dozing. He is dozing off. Says the Gemara, hechidam misnam name, amravashi nimalei nim. He's asleep, but he's not really asleep. He's awake, but he's not really awake. Which the Mashal says, it's really the same thing, these two things. Again, the Karule, you call him, the Ani. He's able to respond when his name is called. But he's not really able to respond with a clear, intelligible answer. But when you remind him of something, then he is reminded. We don't have it over here, but there is a Rashbam which he quotes over here in the Mace of Rashi, on the words Vechimid Krulei Hinachti B'makim Pleini. Did you leave the money in such and such a place? Did you leave it on the shelf? Midkar. V'aymahein. I love. So, if you kind of prompt him and say, is the pen still on the table? Yes. No. Those types of things, but for him to kind of come up with something himself, that level of knowledge, he doesn't have. There's an interesting discussion in the Achronim as to, kind of which stage of sleep are we referring to. There's a Bach, and the Bach says that it's Mavur from Tosfos and the Ran, that it's referring to Tchilas Hashena, not Seif Hashena. Meaning, as a person is falling asleep, and then there's as a person wakes up. So, he is Mechiach from Tosfos and the Ran, that this stage of Menamnim is Betchilas Hashena as opposed to Seif Hashena.
His
kahuna
only has to be to a
ma'asabiyah,
it's not a
ma'asabiyah.
So
correct, just has to be a
ma'asabiyah.
Correct, that's what you saw from the top Rashi. Correct, 100%. And the Jews, they say a similar thing in the Gemara in Nedarim and Daf Chaf, where the Gemara speaks about the Tesha Midas. There are 9 instances when a person is not supposed to be with his wife. One of them is B'nai Yeshena, if they're asleep. And again, they say the same thing, that if it means if she's mamish asleep, but if she is misnamnim, half asleep, then that's mutter. Whether it's advisable, different story, but that is at least mutter. Good. Gufa amar rabba nafal min hagag v'niska. Person falls off the roof and he ends up being bogi v'imte chayivar ba devarim. So legab b'chosh mishpat, that would be enough to be mechayiv him and ezek sari p'shevis. Ubiyavim delikana benezek tsar b'sheves b'ripui avabeshus loymechayev damamari in chayev avabeshus adshis gavin. In order to be obligated in beshus, one had to have had intent. Amar Rabban is gavin latiach b'kosel. A person had in mind to scratch themselves on the wall, and let's say the eva was niskasha, and he had in mind just to go near the wall and scratch himself. Rashi says, "Lav l'shum bia mechavin," and what ended up happening was v'tiach bia bimti. He ended up being with his yivama loikana. Why? Because he did not have in mind for ma'ase bia. Whereas latiach bebehema, if Rachman Latzlan had in mind to be ba ala behema, v'tiach bia yivama kana. Talk mechavin l'shem bia ba'ilam. As long as there was a shem bia, or be it. Something which is an Aveira and a different type, Mechulu, nevertheless, Epis Hashem be it is, and that's all which is required. So we said in the Mishnah, Echad Hamara, we said that Hara is an earlier stage of Bia, and as we're going to see later on in the Parak, a Sugi discussing what exactly it is, says the Gemara, Amr Ula Minayin Lahara Min Hater. How do we know that Tchilas Bia, let's leave it like that, how do we know that Hara, which is Tchilas Bia, is Kaina? Maybe it's going to be a Gemura, which we're going to see a Lashon of a Bia HaMeruk, where he's Mazriya, and so on. How do you know that Hara is Kaina? Shenamar says by a Nido. And this is going to be the Maskana. The Maskana is going to be, we're going to learn out from a Hekesh, everything is going to be learned from this Pasuk, Libesef. The Gemara is going to go through different stages, but ultimately, Libesef, we're going to learn from here. Because it says, so it's speaking about being with a woman who's a nida, and it says her source, which is referring to the makam erva. It says hera, there was a tchilas bia there, mikan lahara minatera. From here we see the concept that the Torah is mischashiv and reckons with that. And that's considered to be a ma'ase bia, with all of the dinim and all of the trimmings and all of the surim and punishments and so on. Ask hanida sha'arayiz minayin. How do you know the concept of hara by everything else? Chidei menelech minida. Nay, nida is very chamor. Ma'ala nida shekin metame is bayala. Nida has the ability to be metame, the one who is with her. Ella says the Gemara, asyim mi'eshesach. We can learn out the concept of hara by from Eishesach. Tichsev Eish Asheyikach Es Eishes Achiv Nidei. So in reference to being Baal Eish Hazach, it uses the words Nida. A woman who is an Eish Hazach always in a state, is in a state of Nidus. Ella must mean Kenida. She's like Kenida. Ma Nida Bahara. So we'll learn everything from Eish Hazach with a Mamatzino. Nein, Mala Eish Hazach, Shekin Biyodi Larabois. Eish Hazach is an interesting Isser. He has the ability to create the Isser of Eish Hazach on other people himself. He can go and marry as many women as he wants. And each woman now is going to be Asur on his brother, Eish Hazach. He created another Eish Hazach and so on. Rashi says, in the middle of the page, Shekin b'yadei shel Adam, l'rabbis noshim harbe al echav, be'isr Eish Hazach. It's b'yadei, he can create this Isr. Dibu in the Kaddish v'azl ki alfa. So Rashi explains that the Gemara, what the Gemara means to say is, the tifshit mina kol arayas hanasaras alav machmas ishus. So it would be a suitable source from the types of arayas which came about through ishus, like ishus av, kalase, hamese, achis ishte, and so on. So you could learn out from ishus ach, because it's biyade are the ishus. Avo imoy achis vachisoy is with all those types of relationships where it's not within your ability to create minala, and you can't learn out from Eish Hazach, says the Gemara, third attempt. From your father's sister, your mother's sister. There you, it's not biyadcha to create the is of your father's sister and your mother's sister. And what does it say over there? The erbas achisimech v'achis avicha lo yisegale kies sherei hera. It uses a lashon of hara over there, sherei hera. So you see the concept of hara. So we'll learn that from your father's sister, your mother's sister. No, there it's the opposite, because that ister comes automatically. It comes by itself. It's an ister because of she'er, because of your relative. But it's not saying which is an ister which came through your action, through ishus. So we're not able to learn out from any of these resources. We can't learn out from Nida, because Matam is Baila. We can't learn out from Eish Hazach, because Biyad al-Rabbis. We can't learn out from Achiz Av, Achiz Eim, because it's Nisibah Me'elav. So the Gemara says, you're right. You can't learn out from one. Let's learn out from two. Let's learn out. So I'm taking out the word chada. Let's learn out from a combination of two. Meaning, which ones you can learn from? With a matzad. And that will ask a pircha. Both of those, Eish Hazach, it's your brother's wife, and your father's sister, that came about because of share. So you're right, you can learn out cases of share, but you can't learn out ones which came about through ishus. Maybe we'll put nida together with achis av and achis aim. No, malahanach shakin isar ba me'elav. These are isar which came automatically. Nida and Eish Hazach. So my pachas, what are you going to ask? You can't ask any question, because anytime you ask a pircha, we'll say the other one will be mechiyach, that it's not a kasha. Says the Gemara, ask of Lord Acha Breder of Ika. No, Mal Nida Eish Hazach Shekein Ein Lamet Mechay Oisron. Nida and Eish Hazach a chamor, in that there's no heter in the lifetime of the one who created the Yisr. Says Rashi, what does this mean? Mechay Oisron. Last Rashi, calls man she'adam or shehu. Shehu Kayim or some of the Gisa Shadam Chai the Shefas, so long as she's bleeding there's no heter. So long as the woman is bleeding there is no heter, no matter what. The Chayne Shazach ain't heter v'chai achiv. There's no heter during his lifetime. Shafilahu Megarsha, even if he divorces her, the Issa remains Mastur Lazer. Whereas Eishes Ish Yesh la heter v'chayav, there is a hat in the lifetime of the man, of the husband, if he divorces her. So maybe you can't run out because of that pircha. Sfrag the Gemara, that's not a good pircha. Amalei Ravacha, but me diftel Ravina. Atu nida veishas ach v'chai oistron huda ein lam hatter. Aval ach mikam yishlan hatter. That's not true. That's not the gather over here. Nida, what is nida dependent in? And not the one who is alive. Nida b'yoyim atala milsa. It's tali in the days that she's bleeding and so on. Now she says, afilu mu mace. Even if he ends up dying, ha'isra shaposkadam b'ri'ia rishena surah kol shiva. She still lasted for 7 days. Eshazach is dependent. B'bonim tali rahmana. Say again, that she's still a nida, so she remains in a state of nidus. Even if her husband dies, it's irrelevant. But the woman, it's got nothing to do with. Correct. Enochanami, it's true. It's got nothing to do with anyone. It has to do with simply Riyas Dam for 7 days. And so too, Ashesach is primarily dependent on the banim aspect. Rashi says, Yesh la banim, Avila Meizachiv. Even the brother-in-law, who was the reason why right now she's also because of Eshazach, but even if he dies, if there's children, the Isser still remains. So that's not a piracha. So the Gemara says, so maybe Taka, we should learn from a matzad. So the Gemara says, so we'll do a similar piracha, a paracha, chimala, need of Eshazach, shekin in Isron matiron. Maybe there's a chumrah in that the one who caused the Isser cannot bring about the hatter. Rashi says, "Ein koyach ba'oyser lahatter, eladavra acher matira," meaning by nida, the yamim matters as the nida. I mean that which caused the yisur cannot bring about the hatter. The days do. Eishesach kishu ariri, even though when he married this woman, he caused an yisur. What causes the hatter is if he dies childless, and so on. So we still have a pircha. We still do not have a source. How do I know there's a concept of hara, of tchilas bia, and kala terakula? Says the Gemara, this is the maskana. Elam Rabbi Yena v'itemer of Huna breda b'Yeshua makra. Yikala jayas mikala te'evis ha'ela v'nechus v'nefashis ha'izvis huk shukal arayis kulan l'nida. There's a hekesh of all of the arayis to a nida. We say, ma nida v'hara av kol b'hara. By all arayis, we learn out from Nido, Rashi says, 4 lines down, Hukshu kol arayis l'nida sharikan hukshu kulan zulazu. V'nida ksuva b'pashas arayis. Hilkach b'haro yalfinan kulu minido. We learn everything out from Nido to tell me the concept of haro. Frag the Gemara, okay, good. But now we need to think, so why was it necessary to say by Eishas Ach a lashon of Nida? And why was it necessary by Achiz Av and Achiz Ein to use the lashon of Hara if ultimately everything was learned out from the Hakish from Nida? So, frag the Gemara of the Elah, Nida the Chsiv Gabi Eishas Ach, Lamali. Lichad Ravuna, Dam Ravuna, Remez Yivam Minatir Minayin. What is the Remez of Yivam Minatir? Frag the Gemara. Minayin, Achsiv Yivam Yavale. What do you mean, Remez Yivam? Sachma Furish. How do you know that the whole concept of Yibam only begins when her husband dies specifically? How do you know that? Says the Gemara, that's also a high svari. You don't need a source for that. So svara midam rahman la ahamis is baila sharya chalal de bechay baila asura. It must be that the only time is a heter is after he dies, because that's what the Torah says.
But she's an Eishes before.
Say again.
Before, no?
Let's say he divorces her. So the Gemara is saying, well, we see that it's when he dies, then there's a heter. So the Gemara says it's not necessarily a raya. V'dilma la'achar mises baila mitzvah. If the mamish dies, then it's a full-fledged mitzvah. Whereas the Chaye Baila, i.e. divorces her, it's a Rishus. Maybe it's a Rishus. In Ami Lachamisus Baila in, the Chaye Baila loy, Vilava Bamachal Se Asay, it's only an Asay. It's only an Asay, so it's an Issachar. So Amakra, that's why it says, Vishisha Yikach has Ashes Achiv, Nidahi, nechi eishes achiv. Nidahi is eishes ach, considered to be a nida necessarily. Ela kenida, meaning my nida. Alva b'yishish lahet alach mikan. Even though the woman is eventually going to become clean, because the yamim will finish and she's going to go to the mikvah, nevertheless, b'shas yisura b'koreis, afeishes achnami, alva b'yishish lahet alach mikan, b'chai baila b'koreis. So long as the husband is alive, the issa will remain with an issa karis. So that explains why the necessity by Eishes Ach to call it a nida. Finally, the Gemara says, Ela hara, tichsiv gabi achis av, achis eim, alam aliyah. We just said we're learning from the Hakesh of the Rabbi Yoina. Lecha debaminei ravina mirava. Hamara bezachar mao. What's the din by Mishkav Zachar if one only did Tchilas Bia? Hama'ara B'Zachar Ma'u. So, Fragdimar B'Zachar Mishkavish Ksiva. The Pasuk says Mishkavisha, meaning if a person lies with a man like the lyings of a woman. The Pasuk says V'Zachar Leitishkav Mishkavisha, implying there's two different ways that one could lie with a woman. So you see, the Torah says that is also Rashi says Mishkavei Yisha v'kevan to be Yisha havi hara Mishkav memela itzra b'zachar. So it must be to the extent that we know that hara is considered to be a ma'aseh b'yavamah by a woman, and it uses lashon of Mishkavei Yisha. So I know that automatically. I wouldn't need a separate pasuk for that. So ela ma'ara b'beheima ma'o. That is the question. What about if one does a hara to an animal? Is that considered to be a full ma'aseh bia? Well, we know that bia's behema, to a certain extent, is not necessarily considered to be a bia for certain dinim. There's a famous thesis at the beginning of Maseches Ksubas about bia's akum. Is bia's akum considered to be like a bia's behema, legabi asring a woman, al baila, and so on? So maybe one might say if one was ma'ara b'beheima, maybe that's not considered to be a ma'aseh bia to be mechayev the person's skila. Ela ma'ara b'beheima ma'u, malei, if eina inyan lahara d'chsiv agav yachis av achis eim, to ask the kesha midrab yoina, to know inyan lahara d'beheima. So the Gemara says, you're right. I don't understand why the Torah needed to write hara by achis av and achis eim. Unnecessary. It's learned out from the Hekish Torah of Rabbi Yonah. Everything is hukish to nida. Elamai must be coming to tell me the concept of hara by a beima. Frag the Gemara mechti beima and chayvi mizes bezdenu. He. Maita mekziv lahara dida gabi chayvi krisis. Still strange. Why would you write the hara of chayvi mizes bezden by chayvi krisis? Licht of gabi mizes bezden. Vinelev Mises Bezdin, Mimises Bezdin. It would have been surely better to learn out from the thing itself. Rashi says, Lichtava Bemises Bezdin, Kigain, Beimoi, Bechamoisoi, Vele Menami, and Eina Inyan Lahud, Asivakesh Tabyena, Tarinian Labahima, meaning put it in a case of Mises Bezdin, and then say, in Eina Inyan, why put it in this case of Croesus? And that we say, you're right. But Aidi the Kule Kra Ladrasha Asi, being that the whole pasuk, as we'll see, I guess tomorrow, is coming for a drasha, Ksibinami, Hamil to Ladrasha. So therefore, it's also teaching us this concept of a drasha, to teach me the concept of Hara by a behema. As if there's an interesting thesis, second thesis, about Bezach Ramau, that besides the Gemara's Kash of Mishkaveish, Ksiv, Jesus just asks, why could you not just say it's also considered it's in the parish of Arias? So Jesus gives a couple of answers. Answer number one, Mishum de es makura hera ksiv. Vahanu li shayich behu makar. There's no concept of makar, which is the makar of chiyus and so on, of potential conception. That doesn't pass when it comes to a zachar and when it comes to a behema. A couple of other answers, which Jesus Mishum give, Ein Shem. Okay, I'll pick it up tomorrow, Mr. Shem.